Fresh off our latest Lunch and Learn last week, this week's commentary is going to cover our mid-year market outlook. As most of you know, we do monthly Lunch and Learns here at 10 Capital, covering everything from financial planning, what's going on in the markets, health and wellness. And last week, we had probably 30 of our clients in attendance talking about what we've seen so far in 2025 from the U.S. economy and the markets and where we think things could be going in the second half of the year. I'm going to summarize that this week. All of you know that we're down here shooting from the Wonder Building, so you might hear a little construction noise back behind me. We'll do our best to edit that out. So what's happened so far in 2025? Well, going into this year, and I did a Lunch and Learn on this back in January, there was actually a lot of optimism around the U.S. economy, the fact that we were still right smack in the middle of this bull run that had started in 2023. And out of the 28 largest analytics firms, 25 of them thought that we would have not only positive returns for stocks, but a lot thought we would have double-digit returns for stocks. Now, there were some asterisks to that, depending on what happened with some of the global conflicts that we are currently in. What was this administration going to do with trade and tariffs? And we've seen a lot of that come into play. So what has happened? Well, back in January, some of you remember hearing about DeepSeek. That was the Chinese AI counterpart to our ChatGPT that was supposedly a lot faster and a lot cheaper. And that created some fears around, had we lost our competitive advantage from a tech standpoint? There was certainly some new elections that happened in Europe. Fast forward to April. All of you not only remember that time frame, but we've been talking about it ever since. Trade, tariffs. So it started off with Liberation Day. And that was, for those of you that don't know, broad-based tariffs that were going to be hit across a lot of our trading partners. And that really caused shocks to the market. The S&P 500 fell right at about 20% from its peak in February to the bottom in April. Now, at that time frame, President Trump did declare that there was a lot of countries that were coming to the table to negotiate trade deals. On May 8th, we did see the US and the UK strike a trade deal. And then on May 12th, the US announced that they were going to reduce the tariffs that they were going to impose on China. And that sent us right into the potential of downgrades to our credit rating in the US. So a lot went on in April and May that certainly caused some, we're gonna call it emotional selling in the market. It wasn't that necessarily anything had happened fundamentally in the economy, but the fears of what could be coming really seemed to spook investors. And that took us to May 22nd, where the House passed the tax and spending bill. We're gonna cover the big, beautiful bill in a future video. So we'll focus right now on how we saw markets act and react, not only around the news that we were getting that bill potentially through Congress, but what led into then the next big piece that affected the economy and the markets in the short term, which was obviously the conflict with Israel and Iran. As we all know, there was a few bombs that were dropped from the United States in Iran, and we actually were pleasantly surprised at how little volatility came from that for U.S. stocks. So what did that all mean for U.S. stocks? Well, as you can see from this next chart, for the first time in a while, if we look at that pink line, Europe and European stocks had led the charge year to date. Not only did they hold up better during that time frame where markets were dropping in April, but for a lot of you who have globally diversified portfolios, and I know as clients you do here, that has been the leader in your portfolio so far this year, after a long time frame where U.S. stocks had dramatically outperformed international exposure. The S&P 500, represented by that light blue line in the middle, as we talked about, dropped at one point from peak to trough, right around 20%. Now, I know here at 10 Capital, we did not get emotional and sell during that time frame. And as we've talked about in the past with clients, anytime you sell when the market is down, that's how you lock in that loss. If you don't get emotional through that volatility, we have the chance to see markets stabilize and come back. And that's exactly what we experienced with the S&P 500 through May and June. May and June were two of the strongest months that we'd seen in a long time. And the S&P 500 is now not only back to positive, but has stabilized very significantly. Now, the area of the market that has struggled the most so far this year, as we can see represented by that dark blue line, is the Magnificent Seven. So those large US tech companies that have dominated the headlines for years. Think names like Google, Apple, Nvidia, Microsoft, and the like. Really struggled through that downturn from February to April. And yes, they've recovered, but they have still lagged some of the other areas of the market, which we haven't seen happen for quite a while. So far this year, we've seen a lot of discussion around tariffs, and again, separating the math and emotion in the markets and the economy. That leads us into the chart that we touched on this about a month back, but I think it's really pertinent even right now. And that's understanding the difference between the soft and hard economic data and the sentiment that US investors have around the economy compared to the reality of how the economy is performing. As you can see by this chart, the hard data is still positive for the year. And think hard data is the actual US economic data, unemployment rate, GDP growth or lack thereof, the inflation rate, measuring that to see where do we stand from an economic standpoint. And it's still positive year to date. You wouldn't necessarily know that by listening to the media or maybe talking with some of your friends, because as you can see from those lines that represent the soft data, and soft data is how do people feel about the economy. So that's measured by consumer confidence surveys and other things that they utilize to see how is that average investor feeling about the economy right now. You can see that there's a massive disconnect. The hard data is positive, so the true economy is still moving in the right direction, whereas people feel very differently about that data right now. So that takes us to this current point. We're sitting here in mid-July. I know we're gonna have some videos here over the next couple of weeks talking about where we think things might be going from an economic standpoint and from a market standpoint, but needless to say, so far, we've weathered the storm from not only an economic standpoint here in the US year to date, the markets are back to positive and seem stable. And that leads me to my last chart of the day. What should the remainder of 2025 be looked at from a theme standpoint? Number one, cautious optimism. Despite what's going on in the Middle East, despite what's going on with trade wars and tariffs, the prospects for the global economy and the US economy actually seem fairly positive in the short to medium term. And that leads us to believe that there could be the potential for even higher returns between now and the end of the year for US stocks. Now, that being said, downside risks still persist. Tariffs are lower, but they're not low. Geopolitical risk and tensions are easing, but there's still a lot to look at in the coming months, and that could certainly lead to continued volatility. Understanding how to act and react through that volatility is key to making sure that we stick to the plan in your portfolio and we match that up with your long-term financial plan. And last but not least, number three, expanding your horizons, diversification. As we discussed earlier, this has been a year where we've seen a reversal. European and international stocks are outperforming US for the first time in a while. Having diversification across multiple asset classes and understanding your risk profile and long-term objectives within your portfolio is key. So to sum it up, it's actually been pretty decent for the first half of the year. We look forward to seeing what comes in the second half of the year from both an economic and a market standpoint. We'll keep our eye on the ball, and thanks for tuning in this week.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.